My guest today is Tony Collado, a sports correspondent for the Portuguese newspaper A Bola, a famous publication in Western Europe that devotes all its space to sports of the world. In a moment or so, I'm going to ask Tony how American sporting events go over with fans in his native Portugal. Before I do, however, let's listen to this important message. What are the popular American sports in Portugal?
I should say track and field is the most popular sport in Portugal. American sport, of course.
I see.
Track and field is, in fact, the sport that the Portuguese relates more to the United States.
What about boxing in Portugal?
Is that boxing in Portugal is dead today.
No interest whatsoever.
Well, there is a big interest, but we don't have any performers.
I see.
So we just follow what's going in the United States and in France and so on. What's going on in those countries?
How do they react to the Floyd Patterson Ingmar Johansson fight?
Well, you see, in Portugal we used to idealize Joe Louis.
I was the
newspaper man who introduced Floyd Patterson to the Portuguese people in one of my articles from the United States.
Uh-huh.
And I predicted he would be a world champion. So every time I had something about Floyd Patterson, I always made an article of it. So by the time Floyd Patterson became a world champion, everybody in Portugal knew him, and he became, this time, the people of Portugal was rooting for him in the fight against the Swedish.
Oh, very good. You know, you mentioned that boxing is dead in Portugal. I was wondering what you think about all of the scandals that we've had. What reaction would this have in Portugal?
Well, I tell you, Jackie, I believe that one or two or three scandals hurt boxing very much, but we must think about the others who are not guilty in the case.
Yes.
You know, there have been other scandals in basketball and other sports too. I think the people in the United States, especially the authorities, have been doing a terrific job by cleaning gangsters and the other characters from boxing. And this gives us a good prospect for the future.
Sure.
I believe that one scandal or the other doesn't mean that boxing in general is affected by something wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong, of course, but not that everything is wrong.
Right. Mr. Collado, thank you very much for coming
by. You're welcome,
by.
Jack. Thank you for giving me the honor of being here with you.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.